Blog Talk Radio. first weekends, and what we're going to be playing is Muse and Sum 41, and we're going to play a couple of gospel songs also, you know what I mean? So, y'all just stay tuned and listen to the songs of what we're going to be playing tonight, all right? Let's get it popping.
see.
Hope y'all enjoy the music, what we had planned for the next 30 minutes. You know, we were going to be talking. You know, we was playing Muse, then Psalm 41. We playing nothing but truthful gospel. And I don't know what kind of gospel y'all talking about, but we talking about the truth over here. You know, we got to get down and dirty with the truth so everybody can hear the truth. And everything I'm saying is going to come out as the truth, you know what I mean? And every sentence I put on and I say is going to say truth in it because that's what people need to hear. You understand? People is afraid to spread the truth. People are scared. You know, evil will feed off of fear. You understand? Evil will feed off of fear. So even though you get scared and you be feared and not to do it, to speak the truth, guess what? You're still going to be terminated. And God is good. God is an awesome God. You can't be fear of evil all the time. You understand? There's a Bible in front of you. Read the Bible. And these rock bands that comes out, every year trying to spread the word and not call it the gospel, you know, y'all just ignore it. Y'all just listen to the song, but you're not really listening to the song. You're listening to the sound. You know what I mean? You're just listening to the hook, but you're not listening to the words, word from word. Y'all got to listen word for word all the time. Every time there's a new song like Muse, every time there's a rock band like Muse and Song 41 comes out, you know, or any new rap artist that comes out with truth, y'all need to listen. Y'all need to listen. You understand? Don't be afraid to spread the truth. Don't be afraid to spread the truth, because there's children out there, there's kids out there want to know the truth. And guess what? There's other people out there not going to help to spread the truth, not even the schools out there. You understand? It's been out there, CNN and Fox News, that they twisted up the history books. They changed up everything. You know, you know, they're not going to put truth on education. You know, they're just going to put 10% lies on everything. You know what I mean? Not 90% truth, but 10% lies. So it's going to be a mixture of a lot of confusion what's going on in this earth right now, in this U.S. You understand? Well, so in 30 minutes, my mistake. In the next few seconds, we're going to go start talking about the truth. That's the topic, truth. And we're going to continue with this topic. We're not going to change topics no more, and that's the main topic we're going to stay on, is truth. Truth and God. God first. You understand? People got to understand the truth. This is real. This is real life. People got to understand this is real life. This is what we go through. This is what we see. This is what we feel. Feel. As human beings, people want to know the truth. We're not going to sit there and go to work, come back like robots and not expect to know the truth. People, y'all need to understand that this is a new world right now that we live in, and we need to know the truth. We need to face reality. Because reality is not reality no more. You understand? We are living in the matrix. Everything is a picture. Everything is an illusion. They're stalling us with technology and new items every single minute, every single second. They're replacing people with robots. But I'm going to continue with music, you know, and, you know, we're going to go to the topic first one. Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna be waiting for Robert to jump on the co-host. We're gonna be talking about the truth. And the truth will shout. The truth shall set you free. And that's what it's about. You know, the truth. So till then, you know, we're gonna play some more tracks. Till you jump on. Hey. Okay, we're gonna play some Kurt Franklin right quick.
I'm just been to respect, in every aspect. I'm special gift in the morning. God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember to the end them, no, for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the ever Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 but yes.
This song right here. Dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear you go.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Hey!
People nowadays don't know how awesome God is, but people are going to know every single day, every time we be in this radio station, because the truth is out, sets you free. And this is the topic, this is the topic we're going to stick with for the rest of our lives. Truth will shall set you free. And we didn't steal the truth. The truth won't hurt you. The truth will set you free. Because if without the truth, how would you live happy? Without Jesus, how would you live without without Jesus, how you gonna live, you know, how you gonna live without happiness, you know what I'm saying? How you gonna live, you know what I'm saying? So you must find the truth. You must, you know, give yourself up to the Lord and Jesus Christ. And this is the topic for today, and all through the shows we're going to put on the truth, because everybody needs to know the truth. And people is afraid to tell the truth because our leaders is being murdered because they're telling the truth. So we're going to continue spreading the truth so everybody else could go ahead and spread the truth. I got Rob Hood online. Rob Hood, go ahead and say what you got to say, you know what I mean, so everybody can know the truth about the Lord, about everything that's going on between us right now, about the U.S., everything, because everybody got to know the truth. Lately, ever since I've been speaking the truth in this radio station, my phone been tapping, I've been hearing echoes, but that's not going to fear me because they feed off of fear. I'm not going to fear that. I'm not going to fear that. And that's it. That's all I'm going to tell them. That's all they're going to hear.
One thing I'm going to say.
Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell them, man. Tell them, man. The truth will set you free, man.
You know that song by One Republic? All the right moves in all the right places. Yeah, we going down. That song is not just a song to be listened to and be like, hey, that's a nice song. They're actually talking about what we're going on through right now. So really all I can say to put it all in one word, or to put it all in one sentence, I should say, is everybody know where we're going. We're going down. Whether you a believer in Jesus or you don't believe in Jesus or you out there, you know, doing your own thing, you feel it in the air. There's something in the air, like it's something weird going on. The times is not the same anymore. Things changed. It's not just us seeing it. It's other people who are actually seeing it, and they're feeling it. They're feeling the vibe. Like the 90s was beautiful, you know, and it's like the thousands, the 2000s is like, it's something weird. It's something weird, something strange in the air. Like we can't quite put our finger on it, but we know it's something weird going on. You know, and it's like the absolute truth is that Jesus is coming back. That's the absolute truth. And right now people gotta know about that. They don't have to, I mean, I understand that, you know, God did say that those who are in him will be blessed and all that stuff. But we will be blessed, all right? We are about to get our eternal blessing, because pretty soon, man, things are about to go haywire, hectic, you know? Like, I'm talking about, like, doodle storm, total doodle storm. It's going to be really crazy. And it's like, I really believe in Black also, you know, and for those of y'all who know out there that me and Black, we really believe that God is actually raising us up to actually do what we're doing right now. And he's asking us to go ahead and tell people about what's going to happen, whether you like it or not. We got to tell you the truth.
Like it or not.
Because,
like it or not,
yeah,
this is our destiny,
like it or
and this
not.
Is what we must do.
Because once we stand in front of God during that day that he's judging us, man, these people's blood is not going to be on our hands, yo. We're going to do our part to make sure that we get into heaven, because heaven is real. No matter what people say, it's real. It's as real as you and I. It's so real that it's even super physical. It's even more physical than this very reality that we're living in. It's the ultimate, and so is hell. And our job is to make sure we get as much people away from hell and towards heaven. That's the only reason why we have this radio show. I mean, need we remind people all the time, every time we come on the air, that we don't have any compensation out of this. We don't get compensated. This is something that we're doing because we love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our minds. And we're asking him to take total control of us and to use us because we want to speak the truth out there to people. But be careful, there is the truth and there is the absolute truth. The absolute truth says Jesus is the only way into heaven, and that is the absolute truth. No offense to nobody.
He's the only one. He is the only one for you to be saved. He's the our savior for us to be going through heaven, and that's the only way, is through Jesus Christ, and people need to know that, and that's the truth. The truth hurts. There's all types of gods out here, and the other gods will confuse you so you won't go to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made it easy for everybody, and he put it on the Bible. He put it in the simplest way for everybody to understand. So
layman's terms.
since he put it in the simplest way for us to understand, that Satan is moving his other ways to actually get us. And at the same time, we're not paying attention. So I'm saying Satan is moving through TV, television at the same time, through schools,
TV,
churches,
music,
everywhere. Everywhere we go, Satan is moving.
Social.
Okay? And the signs of Jesus is coming. There's signs of Jesus is coming right now, and people's not believing it. People, oh, my God, man. I could go on and on right now, man. We're not just talking just to talk because this is a radio station. We're telling the truth. We're trying to help people. We're trying to let people know and tell everybody to wake up, open their eyes, man. Open their eyes before it's too late. Open your eyes, man. For real. For real.
Please.
Open
your
eyes.
That people will actually. But you know how it is. We can't actually, even when we tell people to open their eyes, only the Holy Spirit will be able to go out there and actually convict these people of what we're saying. So we're asking the Holy Spirit by all his power and might to go out there and touch these people's hearts. And those who are who he's called, we pray that he goes out there and actually bring them in before the door closes. Because just like Noah in those days, the ark door had to close at one point. And once Noah and his peoples got in and they got all the creatures in there, all the animals and all that stuff, the door was shut. And it wasn't Noah that shut the door. The Bible says it was the Spirit of God who shut the door. And once that door was shut, nobody can open it. God says he's the God who shut doors no one can open and open doors no one can shut. So we ought to be really, 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 really careful and have our eyes open, especially in these days, because we are living in the last days. And the book of Acts say there is no other name given by God under heaven to us men that which we can call and be saved by except for the name of Jesus. You feel me? There is no other name but the name of Jesus by which you can call on and be saved. That's what the Bible says. It is not my word. It's not Black's word. It's in the book of Acts. It's in the Bible. God said it. And that was after Jesus ascended into heaven. The name remained, and it will always remain forever and ever. God said heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will last. They will never pass away. Before God's word fail, before God's word fail, everything will cease to exist, man. So that tells you how certain it is that there will be a day that Christ will tear the sky in two and come through with all his angels, and everybody will have to see him and behold, pointing their fingers up. Those who are right with him, they will know in their hearts because the Spirit will snatch them up. But those who are not right with him, guess what? They will be left behind, and that's when the tribulation era will begin. And the worst of all, the worst of all evil will just overflow the earth. Satan will literally be walking on this earth, man. It's not going to be good.
He's already walking.
The only
walking.
Reason why. Huh?
He's already walking, man.
He's already walking, man. But, you know, with the Bible,
evil is already touching the earth already. There's mm-hmm. hell on earth already, man. I want to expose something that what I heard on YouTube, basically, man. This is real. This is not a joke. There was a couple of scientists went into a desert to dig up a hole just to hear the plates of the earth move. They actually put a microphone down to the earth, in the middle of the earth, and they actually heard people screaming. I mean, literally screaming, hearing voices and all that stuff like that. They saying that's hell on earth, right? That's hell right there. It's the middle of the core of the earth is hell.
it's already stored inside the earth. It's like a download, like an MP3 player when you download something into your iPod or something. It's already downloaded on the earth. Your souls, you must save yourselves because you don't want to be downloaded like an MP3, man. Seriously, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. It's everything, technology, it's exposing itself. Evil, straight evil. All technology, straight alien technology, is all evil, man. All evil.
Yeah,
it's not helping us out at all.
It only distracts people.
Hold on. Phone's echoing right now. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, basically, you know, technology and all these things is only leading people away from God and not towards God, unless the Spirit of God is already in you and you can go ahead and use those technologies to glorify God. Besides that, you won't find yourself glorifying God with an iPod or with an iPhone or all these other things that are out there that's actually distracting people. They're using the best of the best of things to distract people, the best colors. Even on CNN, when you flip the channels, man, on the news network, you see all these new networks are very highly colorful now. It's like because they know how to get tapped into the brain and have you learn in, have you sit there and actually watch and get distracted, entertainment, sports, TV, radio, all these things are actually gearing towards darkness, not towards the light, unless it is something that God is using in there or someone that God has put like us. Look, we're on internet radio right now, and we're actually doing something towards the glory of God. And we pray that the people who are listening will be touched with these words. And we're not no doomsday prophets, and if we are, then good, because doomsday is near. We don't care what people think no more, man, because at the end of the day, it's your soul that's going to be burning in hell forever. So we might as well just do our part and try to warn you before you go ahead and fall in the wrong place. We are what the Bible calls watchmen, and we have a job to do. If we don't blow the trumpet when we see disaster coming, he going to hold it on our hands. It's going to be everybody's blood going to be on our hands. We're going to have to pay for that. Man, I ain't got enough souls to do that. I only have one soul. I can't pay for yours. I can't pay for nobody else's. And neither can Black. So at the end of the day, we're going to have to do our part to go ahead and make sure the word gets to the ears of the people that God ordained for it to get to. And if they listen to him, that's a good thing. Their soul will be saved. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Today, if you hear God calling you, if you hear him, don't harden your heart as in the day of provocation. The Bible says it. Let us not harden our hearts when we hear God calling, because once we reject them, how are we going to escape once we reject such a great salvation? The Bible speaks of it, man. God is a God of fire and fury and rage and wrath, man. At the end of the day, that's how he's going to come. Jesus will not be coming back as the Lamb of God, the one who was slain on the cross, who has one head, who has his head tilted to the side, like he's dying and his ribs showing and it pierced his heart with a spear. It's not going to be that Jesus coming back, people. The Jesus who's going to be coming back is going to be the Jesus who is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. The sword of the Spirit is going to be coming out of his mouth, ready to devour all those who are evil. The great white throne judgment is coming, people, and we have to understand that at the end of the day, we have to make the decision. Today is the end of the day. Live today like it is your last day. We don't have any more time left. You may not know what's going to happen to you. You may not know what tomorrow holds, and even if tomorrow holds life for you, thank God that you live to see a new day, but at least make sure you remember the fact that your soul is still at stake. Your soul is still on the line. The enemy will perish. Don't worry about the enemy. His judgment is coming, and he's already been beaten. But what he's trying to do is, because of the fact that he already lost the battle, he lost the war, he's trying to go ahead and take you as collateral. Don't let that happen. I wish people could just open their eyes and realize it's not about religion. It's not about waking up five times a day praying to the east. It ain't about these things. Jesus says you. There's nothing.
It's about
you
love
do.
And uniting. It's about it's about coming together. It's about working together, and waiting for God coming, for Jesus to come. And it's about obedience. It's about, you know, helping each other out at the same time.
no hatred, stop the hating, stop the hatred, stop all that, stop everything what you're doing, matter of fact, okay, and pray, and give yourself up, you know, just give yourself up to God, because the economy's not going to go back up. You're not, basically, there's not going to be a lot of jobs. Don't count on that, please, people, do not count on that.
Pretty soon the money won't be worth nothing. And a lot of people think, well, I'm going to go buy gold and
money
I'm going to go
buy
silver.
Money doesn't worth anything right
man,
now. The money
Bible
is not worth
gold
anything.
Gold won't be worth the dust of the ground. People don't understand. Those days is going to come, it's going to be so whack, so crazy, so out of hand. Even gold won't have any worth. They just don't understand what the devil's plan is. The devil's plan is not to change the world and bring it into a one-world government. It is to annihilate us. It is to destroy us, to steal our salvation, and to kill our hopes. That's what it's about. So we will never be able to use gold or silver and make it something like, okay, like people are saying nowadays, yeah, we're going to get gold, we're going to replace it with the dollar and all this stuff. Man, the dollar's going to go down, and then after the dollar...
It's all an illusion, man. It's all an illusion.
Yeah.
Nothing, goes with money, anything like that, is priceless. Nothing worth anything. Not even human life worth anything to these people on this earth right now. Okay?
They just don't know.
The alien agenda has been passed already. New World Order has been passed already. Okay? Rob Hood, I see what you was talking about Philip. I was listening, man. I'm like, wow. This is deeper than I thought.
Rest in peace to Philip Snyder. Rest in peace to Bill Cooper. You know? All these people who actually decided to stand up and speak against what was going on, it is not just about the U.S. government. It's really about the whole world. We are citizens of Earth, man. We're not citizens of just the U.S. We're not citizens of, like, separate different countries. We're all citizens of Earth. And this is all about the world. The world. It's all about that. And people who have actually stood up and spoke out against it, they were all killed. You know, just like the prophets back in the days, they were all killed because of the fact that what they were saying the people didn't like, and they wanted to shut them up because they didn't want people to actually be warned, and their eyes will open and they will see the truth. Well, the thing is that
and they will wake
God
up.
Always
and they
will
wake
find
up.
Someone. Yeah, God always finds someone. God says, I'm looking for somebody to go ahead and give this message out. Who will come? Who will do it for me? Who can I send? Well, I'm saying me. Send me, Lord. I will go. Anywhere you lead me, I will go. Anywhere you take me, I will go. I don't care if I have to give up my life. I will do it. Because I will gain it. Man, the Bible says to live is Christ, to die is much more gain. Do you know what that means? If I'm living right now, I have Christ in me. That's a very good thing. That means I am assured to be saved. But once that breath of mine goes back to God, my gosh, the Holy Spirit takes my spirit over to God, that is it. I'm going to be even better than what's going on down here. Because eternity is something that will never pass, man. It will never pass.
Eternal
and at
life
the end of the
with Christ.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, man, if God is sending us, we will go. I am willing to go. That's how I see it. And that's my, like how Bobby Brown said, that's my prerogative. But that's my prerogative. That's what I see. I see nothing but Christ. Christ to the left, Christ to the right, Christ in front, Christ behind. That's all I see. Because at the end of the day, he is the only being that actually matters. The master of the universe is him. He is the only one who created everything and will put everything to an end real soon. He is at the door. People got to understand once again, religion, leave that out the door. Leave that out once you come here. And
religion
you
separates people. Religion is separates people from the beginning of time. There's no religion. There's only one thing you have to do is to give yourself to Jesus Christ, and that's all you got to do, the Lord and Savior. There's
and
no religion.
A lot of people might be wondering how to do that. All they got to do is call on the name of Jesus and express to him that you know you have sinned. You know that you were wrong. What is sin? Well, sin is something that we had since the beginning when Adam and Eve fell, that came into us and that caused us to die nowadays. That is sin. Sin is that disease that every human being has embedded within our soul that cannot be taken out. It cannot be taken out except for by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood is faithful enough to wash us pure away from all sin. All we got to do is call on God and tell him that we believe in his son Jesus and we want him to change our lives, not just to change it and make us somebody new, but to give us the assurance that we will be where he is at. God say those who call on his name, he is faithful and just enough to save them. Let us call on him with our hearts, with all our soul, with all our might, with all our mind. That way he can save us, because God will not let you call on him and not answer, especially when you're calling on him because you are a sinner who is seeking salvation. Salvation is not theology. Salvation is not religion. Salvation is salvation. The blood of Jesus was shed. It wasn't shed just so we could go ahead and put him in books and talk about it. No, the Bible is the only word of God, the one true absolute word of God. Everything else is confusion, period. There is no other book that contains the word of God except for the biblical books from Genesis to Revelations, and that is that, none other. And the book of God says that Jesus Christ was the propitiation for our sin. And once we believe in him, we will be saved. He has the power to free us from sin, thus freeing us from death, freeing us from perishing in hell. That's the blood of Jesus. And once you go ahead and you call on Jesus with all your heart, he can save you. He is just and faithful. There is nothing that comes out of God's mouth that is a lie. He can save you. That's the end of it. People have to understand that the word of God is truth. It is absolute truth. And when you approach it, be ready, because once you're reading it, it will be reading you. You will find out who you are when you read the word of God. You will know who you are. You will know how dirty you really are inside, in the soul, how we are tainted with that same sin DNA that runs into each and every one of us that causes us to die. We were meant to be eternal beings since the beginning of time, but because of that serpent, that liar, that devil, that enemy, that accuser that stands against us every time we fall, he always uses what we fall on to come to God and judge us. That same serpent, he's the one who has caused us to fall now. And God say,
the hater.
Yeah, he's a true hater. He is a true hater. And the seed of the woman will crush his head. And that's in Jesus' name. The seed of the woman is Christ. And Christ will come back. And when he comes back, he will put an end to everything. Everything will cease. Every evil will cease, and all of those who think that they will last forever or evil will last forever and run this country and run this world and take it to a new level, we will see about that. We will see about that, because at the end of the day, we will see. Like Elijah said to the false prophets, go ahead, call on your God, and I will call on my God, and we'll see which one make fire rain from heaven. We will see about that, because at the end of the day, Christ is real, people. He is real. He is more alive than you and me. Just though he was dead, he lives forever now, because he rose up on the third day, and he ascended, and that's in Yeshua's name. He is here. He's alive, and his Holy Spirit is functioning within us, and we must hold on. We must hold on, because the time is ticking, and he's coming, man. He is coming. He's at the door. He is at the door. He's just giving us a little bit more time. He's just trying to help us out, man, because the moment he comes back, there is no more grace. There is no more mercy. There is no more favor. There is no more of that. None. All of that will cease to exist. The blood of Jesus will mean nothing when that day comes. Believe me, that's how serious it will be. You won't be able to plead the blood of Jesus on you to save you, because salvation will be done. There will be the end of salvation. The moment the sky splits in two and Christ comes out with his holy angels, that will be it. That will be it. There will be no, oh God, now I believe. No, it will be it. How you were is how you will be, and you will remain like that forevermore. So imagine yourself if you were a sinner, if you were lured into the lifestyle of this world, if you were lured into the things that this world is steady pushing upon us every day through television, through radio, through the internet and all that stuff. And when God comes, man, and he finds you in that same position, that's the position you're going to be in eternity. Do you know that? So at the end of the day, we have to make that change, man. Because it's like, man, God placed anguish in our hearts, man. He wants us to push this word out to people. It is not our own agenda, man. This is the Holy Spirit doing his work, and we let him do his perfect work in us, even though we fall too. We fall all the time. But God is just enough to forgive us. He is just and faithful to save us because we repent of our sin. We believe in the Lord Jesus, and he has come and lived in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is embedded within us, and he is in total control. He runs our lives, and that is the bottom line. So everybody out there, please, please think about where you're at. Think about what you're doing. Think about it. Think deeply. Let God open your heart.
Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The show is over, man.
It's over? See, that's a good thing, man. We still talking.
Yeah, it was over like about a minute ago.
That's cool.
It was like, man,
at least we got. Huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, boy.
We got to set that up probably same time, maybe 11, because the Monday is already covered already for the 12 a.m. That's the thing. Let's see if I can cover that. Yeah, we're gonna have to do that Tuesday 12 a.m. or something like that, or 11 or something like that. Not Tuesday, Monday. Monday midnight,
something like that. Monday midnight. Monday is cool. Yo, can people go on the internet and listen to the radio show?
Huh?
Can people go on the internet and listen to the radio?
Yeah, they listen more on the internet instead of on phone. They listen more on the internet. Like, this is like international. I be seeing international numbers pop up, you know, jump off, pop up. So now the total we have like 300 something listeners. Let me see.
Oh my gosh, the Holy Spirit is working.
307 listeners.
The Holy Spirit is working, kid. The Holy Spirit is working. We got to let him do his job, kid. For real. You see what I'm talking about, Black? I hope you see what I'm talking about, kid. I hope you do.
See what you're talking
about. Man, you just don't know, kid.
I'm
betting
you what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
I'm not doing it for my amusement. I'm not doing it for my amusement. I'm doing this because I have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
it's a task. Do you know what we are, Black? We are watchmen.
Huh.
Yo, we are the watchmen, dude. Yeah. The ones that, you know what a watchman is, kid? Back in the days, God said, behold, I set up watchmen upon the walls of the city. Back in those days, cities used to be gated, and they used to have walls. And upon the wall.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, I got it.